Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You know, there's this destination that is not the journey. It's the journey is the destination, and that journey needs to continue to grow and be deeper. And I see ourselves just sort of in a stagnant situation where we're doing devos like that, or let's just say, you know, for specifically talking about different topical Bible studies, where we'll do two or three of those a week where we skim it. And then when we're going to think about love or grace or revelation or the book of Revelation, you know, we've got a couple small little sips we've taken. I'd really like to see people that are following Jesus take these sort of old methods of research where it's quantitative, where you're reading and you're ingesting and you're really taking your time on a specific book or a series of topics, or you just kind of get a deeper place that you can go, maybe over a period of 5 minutes. But a lot of times those 5 minutes can be very fragmented and they're never really joined together.
Yeah, I think even you referred to, it's almost like we end up taking vitamin supplements versus kind of the real meals.
Yeah, I think there's a danger for us all, like, to be drawn to the vitamin D that is the book I write or the book someone else writes or another author, pastor, you know, books about the book. That's a lot like vitamin D. And in Rochester, Minnesota, where I live, there's Mayo Clinic, and they released a study about vitamin D and calcium and how they work together to make calcium better. And it's talked about in Peter where we're the milk of the word. And I think milk is obviously a calcium-rich source. And so I just kind of looked at it from the perspective of the books about the books can be supplemental to our consumption of the book. If we're constantly just taking in vitamin D, that's really what we get addicted to, and then we become depleted of the thing that we're trying to seek, and our skeletal systems get weak. And when the storms of life come, and when it's hard, and faith is easy when it's easy, but when it's not, you know, some of those promises and some of that word and some of that deep drinking that you've experienced in seasons of oasis are what's going to carry you, not little sips, not little skims, not little fragmented, piecemeal together vitamin D capsules offered up by some other person who wrote about it. You know, that revelation that you possess is available to you. You know, not just the people on radio or the people on TV or some pastor or your pastor. I mean, it's available to you. You have a direct line to the Spirit of God and what He wants you to do and what He wants you to say and what He's doing for you and what He's saying to you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.